Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. And this is KUAC 89.9 FM and KUAC HD Fairbanks. Good evening. I'm your Alaska Live host. I'm Lori Neufeld, welcoming the head bolt heaters to the KUAC studios. Thanks, you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And what should we kick it off with?
We've got a song called Houston.
All right.
I saw my reflection, it didn't even look like me. I left Texas behind me, fled all I could flee. Texas nearly brought me to my knees. Now the Tennessee sunrise shines in my eyes, and I'll never go to Houston again. All the Tennessee sunrise shines in my eyes.
Jeff, did you write that song?
I did write that song. It's called Houston, but it's kind of about Tennessee, I think.
It is. I was listening to, I must have probably been here now this morning, about a lot of folks that had moved out of New Orleans to Houston because Here Now was in Texas all week this week. So been a lot about Houston and Dallas on that show, and so that was nice.
Thank you very much.
That was a great country rock song. It had some familiarity to it, even though that may have only been the second or third time I've ever heard that song.
Thank you.
That's a mark of a good song.
Hey. Any song with Houston, then it's pretty good.
Do you have ties to Houston?
I did live in Texas for a while, but I think I got stuck on a plane in Houston before.
Yeah. Who hasn't? But you have called Alaska, Jeff, you've called Alaska home for quite a while now.
Yeah, I've been up here about 11 years, I think.
Okay. And did you come up from Texas?
I've come from all over. I grew up in Chicago, and after that I've kind of moved all over places in the South, Texas, Utah, Washington State.
Nice. Well, I'd like to introduce the band here to you. It's the Head Bolt Heaters from Fairbanks, and we have Jeff Sinalchi, who is just speaking there about his song Houston, and he plays, you play guitar and you play a little bit of harmonica, right?
Yes, I do.
And you're one of the songwriters.
Yes, I am.
And Suzanne Richards, you play guitar and sing real nice,
just like you.
And we also have on bass, TJ O'Donnell, and surprise, your drummer back there has come all the way back from Chicago for some gigs this summer. Jonathan Rosenberg is on drums back there. So how nice to have him back, huh?
Well, we're really pleased to have Jonathan here. It's a lot of fun. One thing I want to mention is one thing that's unique about the Head Bolt Heaters is we actually have three songwriters.
Yeah.
Suzanne writes and so does TJ.
Oh, yeah, TJ, you play bass and you sing and you write for the band. You don't just stand back and keep down the rhythm.
Right. Well, yes, I try to be diverse.
Yes, try to be diverse. That's nice. Well, it's great to have the four of you here tonight on Alaska Live. And tomorrow night you'll be playing the Music in the Garden series, which has been moved indoors due to the smoke outside from wildfires. But you'll be playing the Davis Concert Hall tomorrow night at 7 as part of the Music in the Garden series.
We're very excited about that.
I bet. You know, there's nothing like a free concert on the lawn, except it'll be, you know, in the nice, cool air of the Fine Arts Complex.
Wonderful.
It is.
That's true. And if everybody wears flowers, then it will look like a garden.
So, if you're coming tomorrow to the show, wear a Hawaiian shirt with flowers on
it. Right.
There
you go. That's the plan.
That's the plan. Well, hey, what's next? That first one was a good one.
The next one we're going to do is a song written by TJ. It's called For You.
The Head Bolt Heaters here for Alaska Live. TJ, do you have a circus and bank robbing past?
Not that I'm willing to talk about.
Just you're willing to write a song about it,
That's right.
You can't talk about it. I understand. that was a sweet love song.
It was. It was kind of like I imagined a duet with my wife, and then I wrote that last verse for her to kind of absolve me of having to go to work. It's kind of fun when you can write songs that, you know, fulfill your dreams.
You work up here at the university, right?
I'm a classroom teacher at Pearl Creek Elementary School.
Oh, okay. Are all of you teachers? No. Suzanne, you are a teacher.
Right.
Yes. But Jeff, you are not a teacher. You're shaking your head as, no, I do not have to.
I made that decision when I was in school. I said, I don't think I'd make it.
Well, you'd have more time in the summer, possibly. But I don't know. These guys are probably working all the way through the summer on lesson plans and getting the classrooms ready and
such.
Seems
like they're always busy.
It does, doesn't it? Teaching summer school?
No.
The thing you guys are doing tomorrow night is playing the Music of the Garden series, and it's a Headbold Heaters. They've been moved indoors so everybody can come breathe some relatively fresh air inside. It's a lot better in this building than it is outside.
That's true.
Testify to that, yes. The air that I'm breathing right now is very clean and refreshing.
And cool.
There seems to be a lot of it, too, so...
Yeah. Yeah, for those of you who are listening on the internet, the wildfires are really, really affecting our air quality here in interior Alaska, and a lot of Alaska right now is being affected by wildfire smoke, and it's really thick out there, and it's deemed unhealthy, or no, very unhealthy all day. We put the very in front of it today. Yeah. Is that tough on your vocal cords when you're trying to sing? Suzanne, you're shaking your head going, oh, my goodness, yeah. Believable. Oh. Well, I'm so glad that we'll be able to enjoy you guys at 7 o'clock at Davis instead of out in the Smoky Gardens.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And you've got your drummer here all the way from Chicago. He's here for a few more gigs. You played at Foodstock, right,
recently? We did play at Foodstock. That's a great event. We're happy to support that.
But yeah. Jonathan didn't play at that one. He was flying here.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So the three of you played at Foodstock. That was last weekend at the Howling Dog and before all the smoke rolled in.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he played Solstice with us downtown for the Solstice celebration.
Oh, right.
And that was the first time we saw each other in about 6 months. He rolled up on stage.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, really, to get together and play your first, not even practice, but gig.
Right.
That's pretty fitting. Boy, it was a very nice solstice also. Both Saturday and Sunday were just gorgeous out. And the lightning started.
Yep.
Yes. Well, all right. That last song was just really nice. We've heard from Jeff and we've heard from TJ. And one of these songs is going to be one of yours, right, Suzanne?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe. We'll see how it goes.
I know you do write songs because I've heard your songs on stage before.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right. So what's next on the set list?
The next song is called Adrian. And this is to demonstrate that we have different genres.
Well, so far you have demonstrated that you've had a few different blues and rock and yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Painting hanging in the hall.
Well, it's a darn good thing Jonathan was in town for that one, because, I mean, that's verging on punk.
That's our underbelly of punk.
Yeah, that is your underbelly of punk song.
Yeah.
The Headbolt Heaters are my guest here on KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. And we can't let much more time go past until I say, I love the name of your band.
Oh, do you?
I really do, because it kind of seems like a little bit of a northern inside joke, which is really fun, because who doesn't love a headbolt heater?
Exactly.
You know, they're not at home, so they're not using your own electricity. You're plugging it in at work or at the store or wherever you are. Who doesn't love a headbolt heater when it's
the winter.
50 below? So who came up with the name? Do you remember?
I think it was a joint effort, kind of like our band.
Yeah.
It sort of started with another car part.
The Rusty Mufflers?
You were going to be the Rusty Mufflers at first?
I think it was Jack.
The car jacks?
I remember the whole...
Oh, we go back to TJ's shady past. Yeah, with right. The car jacks.
The car jacking. Yeah. Like, well, maybe we should just plug us in.
Yeah, nice. Which is kind of funny, because you're not a plugged-in band.
No.
But, you know, everybody needs a headbolt heater for plugging in.
Yeah. We're warm and we go.
How many years ago did you form this?
We started probably 4 years ago, going on five.
Okay. And what was your first gig?
We played together in different incarnations.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you guys in all kind of different bands.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. What bands? I can't even remember some of the names of the bands that you've been in.
We played in Rural Delivery, The Porch Dogs.
Solstice Complex.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, those two did.
Yeah.
And Jeff and I are still playing in the E.T. Burnett String Band, the bluegrass band.
That's right, yeah. You play pretty good bluegrass standards, I'd say, yeah. And the E.T. Burnett String Band, they already played on the Music in the Garden series.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
And that ended up being outside, actually, in the garden. Yeah. So... you all were in the Fairbanks music scene for a long time before you formed the Headbolt Heaters. Was Fairbanks Folk Fest one of your first gigs?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it maybe was.
Yeah, I think it was.
Maybe one of the winter summer gigs.
Right.
Yeah.
Coffee houses.
Mm-hmm. Do you still play at a college coffee house?
Occasionally we try to get over there. And a lot is because it was such a great opportunity to get up on stage and practice and learn. And we gained a lot from playing there over the years. So it's nice to go back and play there.
Yeah, yeah. That's down at the College Corner. And I know that a lot of acoustic bands play there for, it's a good all ages thing. So is the Music in the Garden series, so is Folk Fest.
Yeah.
There's quite a few things in town that are really good for acoustic music and for all ages, and I like that about Fairbanks. Yeah. So your next gig is at the Music in the Garden. That's tomorrow at Davis because of the smoke. What's the next gig after that?
We're got a little space because people are going to be out of town, but we're booked to play at the fair.
Nice. In August, the right. Tanana Valley State Fair. You still going to have your drummer still here in
I might
Fairbanks?
Have to put another Craigslist ad out there. That's how we met Jonathan, actually. I put an ad on Craigslist.
For a futon, right?
Futon, must have drummer come with it.
That's right. And so it was really lucky, because it turned out that Jonathan has really been a great friend and it's been a lot of fun to play with, so it's wonderful.
Well, that's a Craigslist success story there.
Yes, he could have been a killer.
He could have been a killer. I have heard these days that some people are doing their deals with strangers over Craigslist in police parking lots because they think, you know, who's going to rob me there?
If I would have thought of that, that's probably where we would have met Jonathan.
They didn't make you come to the police parking lot?
No. I just thought I was lucky to come. come out of it alive.
Yeah, you might have been scared to answer the ad that drummer wanted ad.
We didn't say what we wanted him for.
You're right. So put out the Craigslist ad, and so the three of you had been playing for a little while, and then you're like, you know what? Some of our songs could definitely use a rhythm section. TJ is a good rhythm section, but, you know, he could have some drums with him back there.
That's exactly what we did, yeah. I had to kind of convince him, I think. I was the biggest proponent for the having a drummer.
Jeff, you were the biggest proponent of wanting drums
that's
in
right,
the band, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it didn't take too much until they were like, all right. I mean, because TJ, you already have no drum band. I mean, you know, bluegrass usually doesn't have drums.
I wasn't really opposed. In fact, it's kind of, it's fun to play with a drummer because it allows me to do things that I couldn't do otherwise. So it was kind of interesting to see the difference between playing with drums and without.
Right, because I mean, if you're the sole rhythm maker in the band, that's a lot of responsibility.
Yes. Jonathan could take some of that on.
That's right.
I could just goof around.
I mean, not just goof around, but, you know, make some melodies even.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have a mandolin added to the mix, but tonight you decided to keep it simple and just bring the guitars, the bass, and the drums and some harmonicas.
We had to carry stuff downstairs.
No. Got to keep it simple. And the studio here only has so much space. Well, I mean, we have fit a lot of people in here. You were looking at the poster outside in the hallway of the glass bead game. I think there's 11 of them, or 10.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. In the KUAC studios. And I had somebody sitting beside me on the counter here, pretty much. Yeah, it was that much that met that many people. So
that would have been fun, though.
Yeah. But it's great to have four of you here. It's perfect. I'm so glad you showed up with a drummer yet too. That's that was exciting for me to see. Oh, hey, there's drums. Not the first time that I've been surprised by, you know, a fourth or fifth person.
The accordion player will be here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. You are going to have accordion players searching you down now on Facebook and such to you know,
tell
your
them
band.
To just watch for the ad on Craigslist.
Accordion player wanted. You guys do have a Facebook page. Do you have a website too, or you just use your Facebook page?
Facebook.
Okay, cool. And it's Headbolt Heaters on Facebook, and you can find out about your gigs there. Very cool. One of your gigs is tomorrow night at the Music of the Gardens, and that's been moved to Davis Concert Hall, where the air is much cleaner and clearer from wildfire smoke. Well, all right. That last song was your almost punk song, so what's next?
We're going to slow it down a little bit.
Yes. This is called Brilliant Blue.
In the process of blinking, it occurred to me you're like brilliant blue in a gray monotone sky. And if I were a poet and I could paint with my words, I'd paint how it feels with you at my side. Thank you. making coffee and I say good morning and you say good morning too.
Another nice love song. I would have put that in the promos if I would have known that it's going to be quite a few nice love songs involved. What better thing to have at 10 o'clock at night on a Wednesday? Did you write that one, Jeff?
Yes, I did.
Oh, so nice.
Thank you.
Did you write that in the winter or in the summer?
I probably wrote it in the winter.
I was thinking that. That's what I was going to say, you know, because we get time in the winter to be a little more introspective. And
we write a lot of our songs in February, actually.
Oh, yeah. Do you take part in the month of February where you write a song?
Yes, it's called FOM, February Album Writing Month.
Yes, and it's called FOM.
The goal is to write 14 songs in 28 days.
That's right.
And also, including writing them, is the music and recording it and posting it.
Uh-huh.
So it's challenging to get that.
Yeah. And you've been doing this for the last few Februaries?
Many. Uh-huh. Probably eight or nine.
Eight or nine. Wow. Yeah. And so a few of these songs that you've been playing tonight have come out of FOM.
Yes, probably.
Yes. And these are posted on that website, the February Album Writing Month.
Yes, they are.
And do they stay up there year-round and then they get archived by year? Or
I think they stay about on there maybe 6 months, mm-hmm. and then they archive them. One of the things about it is when you write that many songs in a short period of time, you certainly do get some stinkers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm happy sometimes when they go away.
But it's kind of an even playing field. I mean, it has to be. There's got to be a lot of people writing duds and winners.
Sure.
Because you're cranking them out every other day. You got to post one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With no time to be overly critical.
No.
So you're, yeah.
Right. And, you know, I'm sure it gives you something to work on yet, too. I mean, there might be a song in there that was like, oh, I kind of like that part of it, and we can make that into something different.
I think that's very true.
Yeah.
Yes. And one of the things for me is I'm usually in competition with TJ because I'll write two songs and I'll think I'm doing well, and then I'll look on the website and he's already got four.
Oh, so this isn't write 14 songs in February as a band.
No.
This is as songwriters.
Right. Occasionally we have collaborated and counted a song, like recorded it together and counted it for each of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But maybe only one of the 14.
That's usually number 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes we've had years where Suzanne and I have worked together too.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that means we're supposed to write 30, but we never make that.
In some ways it's harder to work together though, because then you got to get together and you got to agree. Yeah, that just sort of stops it right there.
And every other day, that's a lot
of
getting together
agreeing.
And agreeing. even if it is wintertime, you know, you only got so many hours in the day.
Right.
And if you got to get up and go teach a bunch of kids in the morning, hey, you only got so many hours in the day. But yeah, that's not the first time I've heard of FOM and being, that's a very inspiring time for songwriters, it seems.
It gets your creative juices going. Yeah. And it's usually not nice outside up here, so it's a great time to be inside and write songs.
A lot of darkness, lots of time to sit by the fire.
Yeah.
And that's a nationwide, worldwide thing, right?
Yes, worldwide. It is.
Yeah, worldwide. Yeah. You know, you get the World Wide Web, you might as well have it.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun to review what other people are doing, too.
But that's inspiring,
to
too.
Other styles of music, and yeah, there's some really talented people on there.
And they don't have categories, necessarily. You just, everybody posts to the same site, and...
Right, but you can search it by genre if you wanted. But they when they come up in the feed as a completed song, it's, you know, a totally mixed bag.
Cool. Yeah. And is it by area, too, so you can search to see what other Fairbanksans are doing?
You can.
Yeah.
Or at least Alaskans, yeah.
Yeah, Alaskans. That's great. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that the song came out, that last song. What was the name of that last song?
Brilliant Blue.
Brilliant Blue. Yeah, that might have come out of FOM. Well, you guys are playing at the... Music in the Garden series tomorrow. That is at Davis Concert Hall, which is a lot less smoky. And Suzanne, what did you say? Everybody should at least bring some flowers or wear some flowers.
Yeah, you know, wear
muumuus. Yeah, wear muumuus.
So it looks like a garden.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It'll look like a garden if everybody dons their muumuus or their Hawaiian shirts or what have you. Making nice headbands out of flowers, that'd be great. But it'll be a lot less smoky there and a lot easier to sing and a lot easier to enjoy there, too. Well, I really enjoyed your Music in the Gardens show last year on, I think we had that one on KUAC.
Yep.
Yeah. And we were broadcasting live from the gardens once a month, and we're doing that again this year. And so this year we've already had on... who was the first one?
Stompers.
The Rock Bottom Stompers. Boy, they can sing and pick, too. That's what we add on. And next month, we'll have on the Fairbanks Community Band. That'll be big sound. But yeah, I really enjoyed last year when you guys were there for the KUAC broadcast. That was great. So what's next on the set list?
This next song is one that actually came from this year's FOM. And it's kind of a... the opposite of the last song, which it's not a love song.
It is not a love song.
Yeah,
all right.
It's another Texas song. It's called Blame It on Texas.
You never forgave me for Texas, but Texas should not be put to shame. It wasn't Texas' fault that I broke your heart. Texas is not to blame.
It wasn't Texas
that left you all alone.
It wasn't Texas
broke up our happy home. It wasn't Texas' fault that I broke your heart. Texas is not to blame. Should've went to Houston. Maybe things wouldn't be the same. But Houston's just another town like any other cowboy town. In Texas, not to blame.
It wasn't Texas
that left you all alone.
It wasn't Texas
broke up our happy home. It wasn't Texas' fault that I broke your heart. Texas is not to blame. Thank you.
in Texas broke your cowgirl heart. Texas didn't leave your heart lame. It was no one but me, baby. Texas is not to blame.
It wasn't Texas
that left you all alone.
It wasn't Texas
broke up our happy home. It wasn't Texas' fault that I broke your heart. Texas was not to blame.
Headbolt Heaters here on KUAC's Alaska Live. Justin Alger, you just wrote that song. You've been in Alaska for quite some time now, but still Texas on the brain sometimes.
Seems that way, yeah.
Yeah. We started out the whole show with a song called Houston. So, well, you know, Alaska is 2.5 times the size of Texas, but Texas is next.
That's true.
On the, you know.
Number two.
That's kind of a mystery anti-love song. We never find out what's to blame, do we, in the song?
Certainly wasn't Texas.
It was not.
Me, baby.
That was made clear that it was not Texas to blame.
Cross it off the list.
I think sometimes in songs, and it's one of the things that I enjoy, is I can write a song with a certain idea in mind, and then other people listen to it, and they hear something else, and have a different idea, and so... when I found that out, then I try to write that way so that there is other things. So if you tell the whole story, then it's kind of like, so it's better if people can make things up as
right.
They go.
Yeah, because I never knew what was to blame there. And so I'm just making it up as I'm thinking along here.
That's right.
So is songwriting a collaborative work sometimes in the band, or is it somebody bringing a pretty fleshed out idea for a song to the band?
For me, it's a lot of collaboration because I'll have an idea and I'll have lyrics and a way to play it, and then we all kind of work together sometimes, and they'll tell me all the things I did wrong in this song, and then we'll change them around. But I'm just kidding.
That's so good for
but
you,
but we all work together, and we have a good attitude about it. Like, I wouldn't get offended, and anyone else wouldn't either. It's all suggestions, and we work together, and I think it makes it a little better, actually.
Yeah, true collaboration there. Yeah.
I think providing each other feedback during February, too, on our songs, there's really, you can't get too attached to those songs that you're just kind of cranking out. So you don't take it personally, you know, and so we have a history of that kind of relationship. And even in like a rehearsal, band rehearsal setting, we kind of divorce our personalities from our songs. So.
I like that you... touched on the fact that you do band rehearsals. People, I think, sometimes just think, oh, wow, yeah, musicians, they could play for free at my benefit, you know, and then they could play over here, and gosh, you know, they could almost be paying me, you know, this must be so fun to do that. Well, gosh, the instruments you play, those didn't come to you for free, and, well, you say you actually practice, TJ. See, that's the deal, that... Time is valuable, and your art is valuable too. And
thank you.
You're welcome.
We actually practice a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually have a schedule.
You have a practice schedule.
Wait a minute. We practice more than
And so,
what
do you get together at the same place and practice, or is it travel around?
Generally, it's the same place, same time. I mean, we actually took a little break for a while after Jonathan left. Mm-hmm. Lots of us had lots of things going on, but then we got back into the routine. It was good. It's good to take a little break.
Yeah.
Sort of rejuvenate you.
Well, anytime people like balk at paying a cover charge, you know, it's like maybe $3 or $5 or $10 or something. It's like, okay, you know, this is the deal. This band cannot play here. This venue cannot have them unless they're paying them. And, you know, you're welcome to go buy a six pack and drink at home alone. That doesn't cost you any money.
Right.
And but, you know, you're coming to a place where there's music and gosh, it's worth it to pay a few dollars, I think.
Yeah, thank you for that, because that is true.
It's tough sometimes when you're asked over and over. I know artists, too, you know, like potters and painters mm-hmm. and sculptors are asked, oh, we have this benefit, you know, would you like to donate this? And, of course, so many of them are so generous with their stuff that they usually sell.
Right.
And, you know, that's generosity is great, but you also have to get new strings for guitar sometimes.
True.
Well, you know, in this high-tech world, it's kind of interesting. We even practice, in a way, with Jonathan while he was in Chicago.
Oh, were you doing it via the internet?
No, but we recorded a bunch of songs we were going to do and sent them to him so he could practice them in his apartment in Chi-Town.
Nice. Oh, are you playing drums in your apartment, Jeff?
I broke down and bought a set of electronic drums.
Drums.
So I was able to feed YouTube videos into my headphones and learn the songs.
Nice. So you're not, you know, totally making a bad neighbor of yourself. You've got your electronic drums and your headphones, and very cool. So, well, I know we mentioned this before we went on air, but when you have that great recording going on, Jeff will know the songs, right? The recording deal. No, there may be in the works someday for the Headbolt Heaters to have at least an EP or some stuff out, right?
Yep, we're hoping to do that soon.
Cool. That would be great. Well, you're here now, and we can all hear what you have in store for us. So let's hear another tune.
All right, we're going to move a little bit north this time. This song is called Kansas Wind. Yes.
North from Texas.
North from Texas. And I wanted to speak a little bit about this song. Every time I sing it, I go back there, and I happened to be in Kansas in the wintertime, and I was homesick, and I was standing there looking across all these barren fields, and most of this song came to me then. So when I sing it, I go back there. I was back home.
seems like eternity. Standing in this frozen field, it sure feels lonesome to me. I wish I
born and raised in Kansas.
Were you?
Yes.
Wow, so, where at?
Hutchinson, Hillsboro, Newton, oh. Kansas. Where were you when you...
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Yeah. Oh, the Flint Hills.
Yeah.
I mean, the
it's
wind...
It's really pretty there.
It is really pretty there. But boy, that wind can blow through a person.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Even though the winters aren't as cold as here, obviously with temperature... It's cold but when the wind's blowing.
That damp cold. Yeah. And I don't know when you were in Kansas, when you were in Lawrence, but on the license plates for a while in Kansas, it said the Land of Oz, and not like the Wizard of Oz, but like the Oz in your song, A-H-H-S. So it's so appropriate that you had that in your song, Ooze and Oz, because it was the Land of Oz. And I don't know what marketing, whatever came up with that. We laughed at it when it happened, but when I think back on it, it's like, well,
when
yeah.
I was there, I went to the Museum of the Wizard of Oz Museum they had there.
Yeah.
It was kind of awesome. One of my favorite movies.
Right. And there's places in Kansas that the Little House on the Prairie books were written about, and the prairies there. Have you heard of the author William Least Heat Moon? He wrote Prairie Earth, and he said that one of the reasons why humans walk upright is because they had to come out of the trees, and on the grasslands they had to see over the grasses, so we started to be able to walk upright.
Yep, I've heard that.
Yeah, and I just thought, oh, that's incredible. That's kind of about why Kansas is so incredible. But that song was not so nice to Kansas.
She was homesick.
Yeah, yeah. Where were you calling home at the time? Texas?
No. Seattle.
Oh. You were longing for rainy Seattle
I
at
guess,
that time.
Yeah. After I got there, I was like, what was I thinking?
Well, you know, we always look back with rose-colored glasses, probably. Well, that was great. What's the next one?
It's a little different genre change on this one.
I love that.
It's called Spend My Day With You, and Jeff wrote this one. Ready?
Thank you. to spend my day with you. I don't care what they say, I want to spend my day with you.
Song made me completely forget any of the world's troubles and left all my worries behind after. That's so good. You could sing that in the winter and people would forget about the 50 below and the need for a headbolt heater. that might have not been written about an Alaska beach, though, because they had to do with sand and stuff, it seemed like. Yeah, you might have been thinking of maybe Hawaii or something.
Yeah, probably.
Or the Caribbean.
Or the Caribbean.
Michigan.
Or maybe the Tanana River somewhere. You
know. Okay, yeah. The Headbolt Heaters are my guests here on Alaska Live. And that song, I mean, you let the bass player, TJ, he got to walk it around with the bass. And what, Jonathan was back there on some hand drums, right? Or you were just on your, I can't really
I'm
see.
My hands.
Oh, okay, yeah,
he's very creative.
He's very creative with what he's got. I can't, people ask, you know, oh, you must have the best seat in the house during Alaska Live being the host. I'm like, there's sometimes a lot of stuff in my way and I can't really see what's going on. I can hear, I just can't see what's going on all the time. Well, hey, we've got time for one more. It's gone, this hour has gone by so fast.
This song features TJ on a new instrument.
Oh,
we brought our band in, our horn section.
You brought the horn section in?
Right, he's conservatory trained on this instrument.
You know,
make sure it's in tune.
He's going to be offering lessons soon too.
You know, one of my favorite bands is from Lawrence in Wichita, Kansas, and it's Split Lip Rayfield, and the bass player plays the gas tank bass and plays a kazoo. So
big Pokey Lafarge fan.
Oh, and he does that too. That's right. Yeah. All right. What's this one?
The song's called So Long.
My face.
Headbolt Healers, Jonathan Rosenberg drums, TJ O'Donnell kazoo bass and vocals, Suzanne Richards guitar and vocals, and Jeff Snalchi guitar, harmonica, and vocals. Thanks so much for being my guest on Alaska Live.
We had a wonderful time. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Thank you. And if you'd like to see more of these guys, come on out tomorrow night to the Music in the Garden series. It's been moved to Davis Concert Hall tomorrow at 7 due to smoke. We'll see you there. This is KUAC 89.9 FM and KUAC HD Fairbanks. This is Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.